tank services and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong.
Walt Dibtula, Red Rage. All right, we got to get going on this Caroline's Cakes deal. I mean, what an incredible offering they have made to us for this auction. I mean, you talk about loaded up with food for your tailgate or your get-together and your holiday. I mean, we are getting close to Thanksgiving and Christmas, and you're wondering what you're going to serve? Man, this is it. I mean, this whole group of food, let me try and work backwards, okay? This is the food package from our friends at Caroline's Cake Auctions, all right? I have a bid of $400. We're nowhere near the value right now, okay? I've got to get way beyond this. Every dollar goes for Tigers for Tata. Somebody come strong and make your own for the $1,000 buy it now price. 10 pounds of barbecue. Listen to this, Ramon. I mean, 10 pounds of barbecue with Carolina pepper and vinegar sauce, 3 low county dips, 2 packs of pimento cheese, 2 packs of cheese biscuits, and wait for it, from Caroline's Cakes, their ultimate specialty is their 7-layer caramel classic cake. This is what Caroline's Cakes are known for. It's this 7-layer caramel cake, the cake that started it all and still by far the best seller. Time-intensive caramel icing decadently spread between each tender layer, melts in your mouth, and sends a rush of nostalgia for good times and holidays past, serving as a centerpiece for countless memorable occasions. More delicious memory making awaits. 7 layers of luscious caramel, Ramona, in this cake. These are full-size 9-inch plus cakes, and you get 3 of them. So for Thanksgiving, for now, you can eat one now, eat one at Thanksgiving, eat one at Christmas, whatever you do. You could give one as a gift. I don't know. But these cakes alone, it talks about how what a time-intensive cake this is to construct, and it's a flawless beauty. Go to carolinescakes.com. Just scroll down a little, and you'll see Caroline's Classic 7-Layer Caramel Cake. You get 3 of those. in this package. Three of them, in addition to everything else. I mean, are you kidding me? Let's go. I need a $100 upgrade on the present bid of $400. All right, so let's get going on that. Brady and then Jason. Brady, how are you, Brady? Good to have you.
Well, my friend, it is always good to talk to you, even on the rainy days.
Same here, Brady. Thank you.
I just want to touch on one thing and then ask a few questions. The first thing I want to touch on, am I the only one that is seeing the crumbling of Carson Beck? Even though they walked the dog on Stanford, am I not seeing that for the first half they tried to throw with him and they couldn't, and he was overthrowing almost through two interceptions, and then they just stuck to running the ball?
Yeah, again, you know, Brady, I've said from the very beginning that my concern about Miami, the only weak spot really on their team is the quarterback. He's a weak spot. I mean, these people who think he's round one quarterback, I just don't know what they're watching. I mean, he puts the ball in jeopardy every single game, numerous times. And some of these throws are just inexplicable for a veteran quarterback. And I still think at the end of the process, if Miami does not go on to win the national championship, I think he'll be the reason why. I mean, you know, for example, if you could have taken Will Howard, who transferred to Ohio State last year and led them through the playoff to the championship, if you could put Will Howard on Miami right now, you can't, he's in the NFL. But if you could, I think Miami might be the favorite to win the title. I just think that Carson Beck is just a flatliner. I don't know how to explain it, but I don't see it.
No, I agree with you. 100%. He's doing the same thing he did at Georgia. If they face any type of team, and Stanford got after him at the beginning of the game, and I actually had them pick to upset them until the second half started, and they started off really well, pressuring him, and he started doing his usual thing of, I'm just going to throw it up, and hopefully one of my receivers catches it.
Yeah.
But then Stanford just kind of lacked in the second quarter. But no, I agree with you 100%. But another thing I wanted to touch on, I just wanted, with your in-depth football mind, I just wanted to pick your brain about this. If Clemson does let Garrett Riley go, do you see us going after any of these coaches that have been released to be offensive coordinator? And if not, who do you see to be the best fit for Clemson?
Yeah, Brady, I don't want to do that because, you know, until he's dismissed, I'll be glad to have a conversation with you when he's dismissed. I just don't want to trample a guy's grave. If you know, maybe that final chapter hasn't been written yet. I think we suspect there are going to be staff changes, and I think that that's a staff change that we could well see after the season. But I'd rather wait until we hear that to start replacing the guy, if you don't mind.
No. I 100%, Walt, don't want to put you in a spot. All right, well, let's change gears for one last question. Do you think that South Carolina is going to say goodbye to Shane Beamer after the end of this year?
I don't. Part of it is, I mean, not everybody can fire the coach at the same time. You know, somebody's actually got to take these jobs, and there's going to be a lot of competition for that. But, you know, I think in general, I think Shane Beamer's done a pretty good job. I know things haven't looked good this year. I think there's some things he needs to fix. But I think in general, he's done a pretty good job. I think he's certainly better than Muschamp was, even if the record is somewhat similar. I think Beamer brings some positive attributes. And I still think he's going to stay, and I think he's going to be there for a pretty long time. We'll see. But I don't think they're going to fire him, Brady, because, again, I think the question you should always ask if you're thinking of getting rid of somebody is, will I get somebody who's better than him? And I'm just not sure you will at South Carolina. Then again, I'm not sure Penn State's going to either.
I don't disagree with you on that either. I mean, because people are talking about the whispers of Shane Beamer going to Virginia Tech and taking that job. But my thing is I think he wanted to step out on his own anyways and not make a name under his daddy's name.
I think you're right. I think he'd be under a lot more pressure there from day one to do that exact thing because his father was so successful at that school.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Well, I'm going to the Clemson game on Saturday with my sister, so hopefully the Tigers will straighten out and they'll do good against Duke. But go Tigers, and always good talking to you all.
Same here, Brady. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, again, and look, no one ever tells me what to say here. No one has ever tried to do that. I mean, once upon a time they did it, I mean, under completely different management in a different period of time, and I quit on air. You know, no one's ever told me what to say. Okay, no one's ever even suggested it or hinted. So, you know, if I wanted to talk about the offensive coordinator and his replacement, you know, I certainly could do so. But the thing is, he's not dismissed yet, and I just don't want to replace a Clemson coach who's not dismissed yet. I'm just not ready to discuss it. Not to mention the fact, honestly, I haven't even thought about it. I will say this. I don't think any of the names that are out there in connection with these head coaching jobs would be in consideration for offensive coordinator at Clemson. First of all, some of those names are too big for that role. Secondly, I don't think you would see that. I really, as of today, to be honest, if Clemson does decide to move on from Garrett Riley at the end of the season, as of today, I've really not spent any time thinking about that yet, and nothing immediately comes to mind anyway. So that's sort of where we are on it. Let's just see how that plays out the rest of the year, and we'll figure that out. Jason in Columbia. Jason, good to have you as always.
Hey, well, yeah, you know what? You just kind of got my mind moving there. You know, we've heard so many people say, like, you better be careful firing a head coach this season because there are going to be so many high-profile openings that people are fighting over. And, man, when you just lay it out like that, it's like, well, wait a minute. That's going to have a trickle-down effect, too, on hot coordinators that people are going to be snatching up as they build their staffs as well. So, man, this is about as crazy a season. I know people talk about that 2007. Was it 2007 season where people just where the rankings were crazy?
Yeah.
Maybe that was 2004. Yeah. But the firings, you know, I've never seen anything like this in terms of the high profile gigs. When you look at the top, like maybe top 12. I don't remember where South Carolina exactly was ranked, either 12th or 13th in the AP poll.
Right.
But you're talking about South Carolina, Clemson, LSU, Texas, Penn State just bombing on their seasons. And I know Texas technically only has two losses. Man, they were lucky to get out of Starkville alive. But, I mean, I've just never seen anything like this, man. And you know, I have got a shocker of a stat for you, Walt.
And Jason, by the way, and look, yeah. I think it's very likely that Florida State opens. I think it's still possible Southern Cal opens. Yep. I think it's still possible Oklahoma opens. I mean, I don't think the Oklahoma people are very happy with Venables right now. I think they should be, and I think they should stay the course, but their schedule coming up is very difficult. If he doesn't win any of these games, there's a really good chance Oklahoma opens, and there's a really good chance that Auburn opens.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of funny because Florida State pulled the trick on their fans. They come out game one, and all of a sudden they shoot up the rankings, and it's like happy times are here again. And it's like, nope, back to the cellar. You know, we want Norvell fired. Oklahoma, you're right. And certainly now the Oklahoma-LSU game looks like a huge, that's a lot more winnable, you know what I mean, after what's transpired. I tell you what, Clint, I've got a shocking stat for you. As bad as this season has been, well, I was shocked. Man, through seven games, Clemson is 23rd in the nation in rushing defense. Now, some of that maybe is because they're throwing the ball other teams, but they're not terrible in terms of ranking against the pass. They're like 38th in team passing efficiency defense. And I think they were like in the 50s or 60s in terms of yards passing allowed. But that shocked me, Walt. It doesn't feel like that, does it, when you're watching this team?
No, it doesn't. And again, the offense for most of the year has been offensive in terms of what we expected to see. And so I think that's part of it. The offense just hasn't been explosive at all against real teams. Yeah. But the defense, I don't know. That's not really what my eyes tell me. I think this team has
I had the same reaction when I saw that too. And then, you know, when people are talking about, you know, this is down the road, because I'm like you, I don't take any of these games. I have no idea how we're favored even at home against Duke. I mean, all of these games we're up against it except for Furman. But, you know, to me, another huge difference with Carolina is last year, Carolina was number six in the country in sacks with that defensive end tandem, and they're 60th this year, and that's a huge, and they're 80th in tackles for loss. And, you know, it's so weird, Walt, because, you know, the guy that was texting you in about the offensive line, defensive line, on paper, I mean, Clemson is 34th in the country in team sacks. Which isn't awesome. That's not a Venable stat, but I mean, that's better than we were in recent years. And on paper, Walt, the Clemson defensive line should dominate the South Carolina offensive line. I mean, they're 130th in the country in giving up sacks.
But you're right. Like you're right, Jason, on paper, but the reality is this defensive line that everybody was talking about, greatest in all of college football, they've basically done nothing all year as a group.
Yeah, and I agree with you. That's why I'm just saying, like, on paper, that should be a total mismatch. Right. But because of the way the season's played out, I can't go into that game feeling that way. Let me leave you this. I want to know if you agree with this. I was shocked when I watched A&M and LSU. And what I mean by this is when I look at Texas A&M now, it reminds me of Clemson at its apex. They've got players and juice and electricity all over the field on both sides of the ball. I mean, that Texas A&M offense to me has made a light years leap forward with some of the guys they're putting out there, and obviously especially Reed. When he went to South Carolina, he looked like he couldn't complete a forward pass. Now he got thrown into the fire, obviously. But that team to me, I mean, it's kind of a knife in the heart because I'm watching that thing Saturday night, and I'm like, this is what Clemson used to look like on both sides of the ball. I tell you what, Elko, I'm a believer in him this season.
And Jason, they went into that stadium at night, and they executed a hostile takeover. I mean, you know, they're celebrating in the second half, and it was like right from the start of the second half, there was never any doubt who was winning. There just wasn't. They were, excuse me. They were just better. I mean, they're better in every way. And I thought they were unbelievably impressive. And they seem to get better every week. And they're good on both sides of the ball. I mean, Cassius Howe, the defensive end, is one of the elite defensive edge pass rush presence in America. He's absolutely terrific. They get after you on defense. They're fast. They're athletic. They've got, you know, the Craver kid is just lightning in a bottle at 5'9", 160, whatever he is. They've got talented running backs, and one of those, Moss, was missing. Their offensive line is good. Their quarterback's a Heisman candidate. They're well coached. They look well coached on both sides. And, yeah, they have that feel. That's why, Jason, I mean, that was my biggest takeaway of the whole weekend. Look, I've been relatively high on Texas A&M. I had them 13th before the year. I thought this was going to be their best team, and I've, you know, moved them up. I've kept them higher than most people had. I've had them ahead of Alabama, whereas most of my poll mates did not. But this weekend was the first time that I watched them and I thought, oh, they can actually win the national title. They can win the national title.
Yeah. Yep, I agree with you 100%. It was very stark, just the contrast there. Hey, if you get a chance, check out that Robert Saleh Brian Kelly story I texted you. It's very illuminating about the type of dude Brian Kelly is.
All right, yeah. I'll look for that because I haven't seen it yet, but I don't know anything about it. So thank you, Jason. Good talking to you as always. Hey, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs. It's rain, rain, rain. You want to make sure your roof is in good shape for the winter. Storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. You work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. This is Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claim process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference, serving the upstate since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com, gilstrapproofing.com. Let's go with the Carolina Cakes deal. I mean, what a tremendous package our friends at Carolina Cakes have put together. Just absolutely awesome. And the topper on it all is you get three of their legendary seven-layered caramel cakes as a part of this special. And, oh, my God, go to the website. Check out what this cake looks like. Carolinescakes.com. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
We are the Nix family, and this is our Ingalls story.
Welcome to Henderson County, North Carolina, known throughout the South as Apple Country. Here, the family of Apple Wedge Farm is in its fifth and sixth generation, cultivating fresh fruit for the local community and beyond. For decades, these beautiful, locally grown apples have graced the shelves of Ingalls markets, and we look forward to carrying them for decades to come. Ingalls, low prices, love the savings.
From tailgate to touchdown, South Stage is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, South Stage is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, South Stage Bank, member FDIC.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's Estes Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson, and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Boston's a truck and a hammer in my hand. Next got the kids and half of my truck. The other half goes to the hours. Beers on the hood, cars on the blocks. Carburetor parts were sitting in the box. Stretching their ass, shipping that boat. Busting up another mega man go.
Jason in Columbia writes, we send the Salah LaFleur Kelly story. Walt, did you see the story about how Robert Salah and Matt LaFleur were assistants at Central Michigan for Brian Kelly? They thought he had invited them to his house for a Christmas party, and when they got there, he handed them shovels and told them to clear his driveway and act as valets for his guest all night. Salah said at the end of the night, he and LaFleur went back to their tiny apartment and said if they ever became successful, they would never treat their assistants like Kelly did. See, I think that's it. I think that's who he is.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think that's who he is, and that doesn't
that's
surprise
terrible.
Me.
That's terrible.
Yeah, there's another terrible story from back there, and, of course, there's the Notre Dame Tower.
That only happens in the movie. Yeah. I've never seen that in real life.
Right, and there's the Notre Dame Tower story, and you know, which is really ugly, and about that kid up in the tower on a day that was too windy for him to be up there, and the tower collapsed and fell, and then, you know, the report is or was that, you know, Kelly just wanted to get on with practice. You know, I think he's a bad guy. I do. I think we've seen all the evidence of that. I mean, you know, look, maybe it was the pressure on him this year. I don't know. But he's a phony, too. I mean, he's a fake. You know, the whole me and my family, you know, I mean, he trying to fake a Cajun accent. And I mean, remember the other thing with that whole uniform thing? I mean, he's just, I don't know. He doesn't seem genuine. And like I said, five or six of his ex-players have already come out and basically celebrating that he got fired. So that's really bad news when ex-players are celebrating that the dude has been fired. Again, guys who played for him. In fact, let me see, because I pulled that this morning. What happened to my Twitter feed? Let's see. Where is it? Okay. This is from Saturday Blitz. Nicholas Rome, 8 hours ago. Brian Kelly being bashed by his former LSU stars is all too telling. And I think that's it. You scroll down, it says, Brian Kelly's former LSU stars are celebrating his firing. And it started with Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers on Instagram, Ramona, was kicking rocks. You know, he was actually physically kicking rocks. That's what he said. Malik Nabers, in response to Brian Kelly being fired, is kicking rocks. And then Braden Swenson came to LSU, blossomed, become the star pass rusher, get drafted this offseason. His GIF reaction to the news story when broke out at LSU, he certainly wasn't the biggest fan of Brian Kelly. He went to the Michael Jordan laughing out loud GIF. And it just went on and on. I mean, Xavier Atkins decided to transfer to Auburn. You know, he had things to say. I mean, there are six, seven different players. Former LSU running back Trey Holly. You know, look, you can have disgruntled players too, all right? But the problem is, listen, no matter how you feel about Franklin, okay, going back to the Vanderbilt situation and no matter what your perspective on James Franklin is, and I've never really cared for him, okay? But when James Franklin left Penn State, all his ex-players applauded him. They said nice things about him. Whether we think so or not, his ex-player, Saquon Barkley, went on and on and on about what a great person James Franklin is and the way he was treated, etc. And all of the star players who had played for Franklin were positive. All the star players who had played, all these guys who played for Brian Kelly, it's all negative. It's all negative. I am really curious what's going to happen with Brian Kelly as far as where he's going to wind up. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm actually wondering if he has to sit out this hiring cycle. I know that there are going to be a million openings, but who's going to run to hire this dude? I just don't think anybody is, despite his success. And I'm not denying his success. What I'm asking is, who's going to run to hire him? I mean, is he going to get any of the big jobs? I don't think so. I mean, I don't know what Penn State is doing, so I can't speak to that. I mean, you know, we heard about Matt Rhule, which would have been ridiculous, but maybe they're still going to do that. I don't know. I don't know what their plan is, but I don't think Brian Kelly's getting any of those big jobs. Somebody wrote me earlier and said, Brian Kelly to Ole Miss, Kiffin goes elsewhere. I don't know, maybe. I guess I could see that. I don't know what their plan would be. I need a $500 bid or more. I can't believe we're still at 400 on this. We're nowhere near the value. Let's get going on this. What an incredible package from our friends at Caroline's Cakes. Just amazing. That's topped with three of their legendary seven-layer caramel.
I got a $500 bid from Revere.
Awesome. That's what we're talking about, Revere. For the holidays, I mean, so next bid has to be $600 or more. $100 upgrade. Let's get going on that. Well done, Revere. Thank you. That's what we're talking about. What a package of food from one. I'm absolutely craving all that right now. That caramel cake looks so awesome. It looks so absolutely awesome. You get three of them on top of everything else. I mean, are you kidding me? It's just unbelievable. In case you missed it, this is your package. 10 pounds of barbecue with big packets of
kids. I got a six.
We're at six now?
Yeah, okay. From Mark.
Okay, so Daredevil's in at six. It's back to you, Revere. I need seven. I need seven as the next bid. We have six. Give me seven. Let's see. We have 10 pounds of barbecue with the Carolina pepper and vinegar sauce, three low country dips, two packs of pimento cheese, two packs of cheese biscuits, and three full-size 9-inch-plus caramel cakes of their legendary seven-layer caramel cakes. Absolutely unbelievable. So let's get going with that. So we're at six. I need seven. The buy it now is $1,000. It closes at 6:30, so there's still some time. Just check out these cakes. These will make your lips absolutely water. This is the seven-layer caramel cake, and you get three of these. I mean, Ramona, just look at this cake. I mean, you come from cake people, but I mean, look at that.
It looked good.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Their legendary seven-layer caramel cake, the cake that started it all and still their bestseller, time-intensive caramel icing. I bet it is time-intensive. Decadently spread between each tender layer, melts in your mouth, sends a rush of nostalgia for good times and holidays past, serving as the centerpiece for countless memorable occasions. More delicious memory-making awaits, and you're going to have three of those cakes. So holiday time, man, you're going to want to have these cakes, and you will if you're the winner of this auction. Right now, Daredevil leading at 600. Revere, we need 700 or more. Let's go. Lots to get to. You can get in. You want to talk college football, you want to talk NFL, you can get in and do that as well. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. It's saving seasons at Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Now is the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving season at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available, and they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s, plus Lake Kiwi's blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them we sent you. That's how this deal works. Again, we are on the auction. We have a bid of 600. I need 700 or more. So, Revere, that's the next step. Or you, if you want to get in and steal this package. Again, incredible package of food from our friends at Carolina's Cakes, at Caroline's Cakes. And again, it includes three of their legendary 9-inch full-size caramel layered cakes with 7 layers of caramel. Ramona, you know how much caramel that is? And that's how I like it, Ramona. You know I like it. That's how I like cake. I like cake with lots of frosting or lots of layers. In this case, caramel. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Keep it going. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. This most sinful, sinfully delicious-looking cake I have ever seen. Courtesy of our friends. And they're really, really delicious. Legendary cake. All right, we have lots to get to, a lot more college football. We have to talk about the map poll and what I did and you. We have a lot more college football to talk about from the weekend ahead as well. So more college football coming, a little NFL. How about this? The Green Bay Packers went in to Pittsburgh, and Jordan Love completely outplayed Aaron Rodgers. And so the successor completely tied a all-time Green Bay record with 20 straight completions in Pittsburgh and ruled the day. So how about
Revere
that?
Revere, buy it now for 1,000.
Revere, wow, how about that? Awesome, Revere. That's what we're talking about. That's it, exactly. He's not having any more games with Daredevil. He says, you have to get something else, D, Daredevil, because I'm eating these. Absolutely awesome, Revere. Well done. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Quick break.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium, and Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
At Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney, we carry Western and workwear, as well as boots for men, women, and children. We also carry clothes for tactical, fire retardant, nurses, hunting, shooting, and fishing gear and supplies. Looking for firearms or ammo, we have a large selection to choose from. Make Cherokee Outfitters your go-to store for everything outdoors. Visit us today at 370 Petroid Road, exit 90, on I-85.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judsonville District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
While we know that plastic vapor seals and dehumidification machines can do a tremendous job protecting the wood in your home, they are not designed to stop enormous amounts of rainwater from penetrating through unsealed foundations. You have to stop or divert the rainwater at its source. With the storm season now upon us, homeowners should be mindful about the many options available for removing rainwater, moisture, and humidity from under their home. Protect your largest investment, your home. Call the professionals at Davis Services today and feel the Davis difference.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from A&PM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to A&PM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, doubledogvideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Do you hate brown or dead-looking turf in the winter? At Carolina Top Dressing, they can turn your lawn into the beautiful summer green lawn everyone loves with their turf painting service. Also, now through winter is the best time to amend your soil and establish healthy roots. Ask about the soil conditioning program to get this done. Mention you heard this ad on The Roar, and you can save 10% off any of our services. Call today, 864-999-SAND, or visit carolinatopdressing.com to get a free quote.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it deep, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the race, and he goes, touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I don't like how folks I love.
That's just too funny. How about that? The Green Bay Packers going to Pittsburgh, and Love completely outplays Aaron Rodgers, and Green Bay beats Pittsburgh, proving they, of course, made the right decision, which I think everybody knew anyway. You wonder if the whole Steelers thing is going to start to unravel, and it probably would have unraveled, you know, had the Ravens been healthier, which obviously they haven't been. So not a not a good game for Aaron, and I know he was under some duress, but not a good game there, and Love wins the day on that deal. So we have a winner, and on the Caroline's cake package, I'm going to have to order one of those caramel cakes for myself. That's the only way I'm getting one. I'm going to have to order one. I'm going to do that because those cakes look absolutely incredible. So carolinescakes.com, you can check it out for yourself. But we have hit the buy it now on that package. There is more food coming. I will say that, Daredevil. There is another food package coming. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet, but I think that's, I want to say it's Wednesday. But there's more. There is more great food ahead. But yeah, that package is gone, and that's our auction for today. Let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks. Look, if you're a sports fan, man, you get it all at Twin Peaks. You were probably just able to watch UFC 321. Well, you were able to if you were at Twin Peaks. You were able to watch the Parker Wardley. It's all sports all the time at Twin Peaks. There's no place like it for a sports fan. It's absolutely incredible. So whether you're sports, college football, or the NFL, or the Major League Baseball and the World Series, or the NBA, which has started up, hockey, which is going, all of it going at the same time. You get it all at the Peaks. It's all incredible. And all this month, and we're coming to the end of this month, but and this is basically true all the time at Twin Peaks, but if you consider yourself a bourbon connoisseur, at Twin Peaks, we're proud to offer an exclusive and extensive collection of some incredibly rare bourbons, whiskeys, and tequilas. Plus, check out our barrel selects, hand-picked by our team and bottled just for you. It's National Dessert Month, and at Twin Peaks, again, I would kill for this, all month long, celebrate National Dessert Month with sweet endings like, I mean, how good does this sound, Ramona? Cinnamon Toast Crunch Cheesecake topped with rum chata. I would kill for that. Rum chata sauce, to be clear. Or the Twin Peaks sundae with vanilla ice cream and a warm Ghirardelli brownie. I've had that many times. I love that. They're suggesting you pair that with a screwball peanut butter whiskey for the ultimate game day finish. That sounds so good. I've never had that. I would love to try that. It's all here. It's all sports all the time. It's all at Twin Peaks. 80 high-definition monitors. You're like you're in your own studio, except in this studio, beautiful women serve you food and drink. Come for the scenic views as well. It's Twin Peaks. It's all Twin Peaks all the time. Get there. You'll 100% thank me later. It's just incredible. So I don't know what you people think, but I don't know what you great people think, but I think that there are. Tesha said Brian Kelly to Oklahoma State. Okay, I could see that. I could see that one. That one might make sense. I mean, I just don't think. I just don't know how many fits there are for Brian Kelly. I just don't. Tex said. Not sure Love outplayed Rodgers more than the Steelers' defense is terrible. Oh, yeah, he outplayed Rodgers. He's light years better than Rodgers. So, of course, he outplayed him. He completed 20 straight passes. I mean, stop. It's still the NFL. He completely outplayed him. Sarah had written, my boss just texted he wants some of the cake if we win the auction. Sarah, I'm so sorry you did not win. You know, I tell you people all the time, you have to act. I don't give you this buy it now just for my health. Sarah and Daredevil disappointed that they did not win. We have more food, but you will not be getting, there's no more cake. The cake is, the cake is gone. Tex said, do you think Petrino keeps the full-time job at Arkansas when the year is over? I think he might. I'm leaning towards that, actually. You know, I don't think that's a great job either. I mean, I think way back when at the motorcycle action crash time, I think they should have just waited 2 weeks. It would have blown over and they could have kept Petrino. I think it's all gone downhill for Arkansas basically since then. But I think that's what they should have done in my mind. I think it's what they should have done. What is this? Melissa writes, I know this isn't anything that you haven't said or heard, but man, the transfer portal in NIL has just killed college football. And then at 5:30, Melissa said, Is there a partridge in there somewhere as well? Oh, and the whole list of goodies? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we had a partridge, but Ramona, there was some competition. Sarah and Daredevil, very disappointed they did not win. I knew that cake was going to do it. I mean, I was looking at that cake. Man, are you kidding me? Absolutely awesome. Dick said, Walt, why do you think, except Tony Elliott this year, any coach that was under Dabo, this went on to be a head coach has struggled? I don't know. Sometimes I think that's situational more than it is the individuals. And Tony Elliott is certainly an exception, as you correctly said. South Carolina Pats fan, how are you?
Well, Mr. Walt, how you doing, sir?
Good to speak with you, South Carolina Pats fan. Thank you for getting in.
Well, I thought you and I would both be a little bit older before I would be able to call back in, you know, with a little bit of pride in my head and my head held high. You know, I thought it would be a while, but I'm gonna have to say it looks like it might be a little sooner than I expected.
How about that? You know, how about the Vrabel hire, first of all? It certainly looks.
Well, I thought that was a match. You know, I've been a Patriot fan since like '95.
Yep.
And so Vrabel was one of my favorite defensive players ever. And when that happened, I thought this could possibly be a good thing. But I didn't realize how good Drake May was.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, and it could be that he's got a great offensive line, but he really looks good.
Yeah. Look, he's played well. You know, and the offensive line has played well. Will Campbell at left tackle inserted into the mix, you know, as a kid, despite his short arms, has played pretty well. And again, that offensive line as a whole has played well. And obviously the defense is vastly improved. And I think you give Vrabel a lot of credit for the construction of this team. I mean, this looked like a mess.
They're very young, too. The whole team's young.
Yeah. I mean, now, you know, look, there are some elements that, you know, we'll have to see long term how they work out. You know, the Stephon Diggs is really good for young quarterbacks in the first year or so, and then he becomes a drag to the system, you know. So we'll see about that.
We'll see. Like you said, though, that you do have a point there. But, Walt, thank you for letting me get in.
Yep.
I appreciate you always. You know, I wish you the best, and I'll be calling in more often.
Do it. Thank you, South Carolina Pats fan. Appreciate the kind words. Yeah, how about that? So the New England Patriots, a competitive team, and playing really well. And as we've talked about, first place in the division, Buffalo has major problems. They cannot stop the run. And I don't know how you're going to fix that in season. So some really disconcerting things for the Buffalo Bills, who I think everybody felt would win that division, including me. It's been a wild year in college football. Okay, so anybody else, make a case in this for this. And Texter 940 writes, I forgot the Virginia Tech job is open. Right, their jobs all open all over the country. And look, we may just see like new jobs be open. For example, if Kiffin leaves Ole Miss, that'll be open. If Drinkwitz leaves Missouri, that'll be open. There's a domino effect to all of this that's going to be really interesting to watch. All right, so other than I think the obvious teams to me, Indiana, Ohio State, no order, Indiana, Ohio State, Texas A&M. I think all three of those teams look 100% USGA grade A. I mean, prime. They all three of those teams look legit at this point. Who's the next most likely team? See, I don't think there is one. I think those three teams have separated themselves. I'm not sure who the fourth best team in the country is. I think that our poll voted for Alabama in that regard. I don't think Alabama's very good. I think Simpson's very good, but I don't think Alabama's very good. So I don't know. Honestly, I think it might be Oregon. I think Oregon might be the fourth best team. Listen, there's a chance that once again the SEC is left out of this mix at the end if A&M doesn't deliver. I think A&M is the transfer portal team that needs to deliver for the SEC. Texter said, great show, guys. Little off topic. When are these schools going to get together and stop giving these coaches crazy buyouts? Maybe I'm stupid, but this can't be a successful business model. Hell, if I was a coach, I wouldn't mind getting fired after 3 years to collect my buyout and then go get another contract. Yeah, look, look, we talked about this at the start of the show. I mean, I think you're 100% right. Another caller brought this issue up, and I think you're both correct. I mean, listen, when this whole NIL thing started, all right, one of the tools that was used to support the players' side of this equation was these enormous buyouts that were being paid to coaches. That was being utilized, and I think with good reason. It demonstrated that there was a massive amount of money in the world of college football that was available, and to the players' way of thinking, should be shared. That was one of the tools that was utilized to promote this NIL agenda. And it's not hard to understand because, it wasn't about paying coaches. It wasn't about a Dabo Swinney making $11 million or whatever a year. It wasn't about that. It was about paying them to go away. That was what was being used. There wasn't so much debate about whether a coach deserves $11 million or not. The debate and the argument being made was they're going to pay this dude $50 million to go away, to not coach. And that demonstrates insane wealth. It does. Well, we're seeing that all over college football right now. I mean, we saw it with Franklin that allegedly is really only $18 million, but it's still $18 million not to coach. And with Brian Kelly, that's another $50 million. Now, I don't know if that gets knocked down some too, if there's a similar clause in Kelly's contract to the one that was in Franklin's contract that says if you go anywhere else and coach, that goes down to $18 million. I would imagine there is, but I don't know that for sure. But regardless, I don't think we've ever seen anything like this with this many major jobs, and more major jobs are still destined to open this season. And again, I don't know if you count Auburn as a major job, but there's a good chance that's going to open. There's still a real chance Oklahoma opens. Oklahoma's remaining schedule is very difficult. Mateer clearly isn't himself. And those Oklahoma people didn't like losing in Texas. And I promise you, they didn't like losing to Ole Miss in Norman either. So, I mean, Brent Venables is still in some jeopardy there. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Clemson Tigers, no pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill and every note of Tiger Rag. On Solid Orange Fridays and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep that pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
Discover the value of convenience with golf cart service. Proudly serving Spartanburg and the upstate of South Carolina. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, or buy, we have industry-leading club car vehicles for every need. Our mobile service truck brings maintenance directly to you, ensuring stress-free service. Plus, with our simple financing options, owning a club cart has never been easier. Visit our website.